Welcome to The Listening Well and a series we're calling Home Unsettled. I'm Shirley Jihad. Here we're exploring what it means to be at home, to feel at home in times that can be so unsettling. When it comes to the film industry, women have had a tough time even finding a home. Men dominate nearly every aspect of filmmaking. Kate Young takes us behind the scenes of one of the nation's top film schools, USC, where an all-women and gender non-conforming film crew found a home.
Quiet on set, please. Roll sound.
Speeding.
Rolling.
Scene 2, echo, take 1.
With a little set dressing, a speech therapy classroom on the University of Southern California campus has been transformed. Paper moons and stars hang from the ceiling. Rugs and beanbags form a comfortable sitting area, and posters explaining the mechanics of speech are stuck to the walls.
Action.
I'm Hampus Horn. There was a star danced, and under that was I born. What you do about nothing?
Cut.
It's all work that's been done in service of the USC Cinema School's signature class, known even beyond the campus's gates as the 480. As the longest-running production class in the school's history, it's traditionally seen as a gateway to Hollywood. But this year is special. For the first time, one of the films produced in the class is being made entirely by a cast and crew of women and gender non-conforming students. And they're being led by their director, USC senior Ella Harris.
So this is my first time directing in this kind of capacity where I'm leading a crew of more than three people, basically.
The film is called Spit It Out, Margot. Fellow senior Miriam Sachs wrote the film screenplay and is pulling double duty as the crew's sound technician.
Look, it's super gay. It's about this girl. She's in love with her speech teacher, and she has a stutter, and through the story, she kind of learns to accept herself and her way of speaking and accept her crush and her heart and the things that are going on with her, even though it's not perfect, even though it's messy. So,
action.
My name is Jacqueline. I don't really have a speech issue just here because my mom says I talk too much and no boy will ever want me.
Usually, there'd be no reason that a senior thesis film would attract attention. But this is the world-famous USC Cinematic Arts Program. George Lucas, Robert Zemeckis, and Ron Howard are just a few of the well-known directors who have passed through the school. It was founded in 1929 in partnership with the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, as in the Academy Awards. It's not a coincidence that the USC Film School has been connecting young directors to Hollywood for generations. But with the Me Too movement highlighting Hollywood's lack of female representation, an entire crew without men is getting a lot more attention. And Ella is very aware of the stakes.
I think it comes in different waves for different people. You know, we have one semester to make a 12-minute film. Ours happens to be a musical with 3 choreographed numbers. And there's a lot of moving parts. And so it's like we're doing that on top of making sure that it's in our style and it's in our voice, which takes its own set of work. And, you know, obviously we all want it to be something that we're proud of. So, yeah, I do feel the pressure.
The students making Spit It Out, Margot know that the deck has long been stacked against women. In the 91-year history of the Oscars, and not coincidentally the school itself, only 5 women have ever received Best Director nominations, and only one actually went home with the Oscar.
Well, the time has come. Catherine Bigelow!
The first Academy Award and second nomination tonight for Catherine Bigelow.
One Best Director in 9 decades. Women in the industry are fighting against history. It's one reason why some of the alumni of the cinema school try to stay in touch with current students like Ella. This is Ashley Maria, director of a documentary about sexism in Hollywood.
Pioneers and Skirts, we screened and then we had a panel afterwards. And so we asked Ella to be on it because it felt very much like she's going through something now that I went through. Exactly. The exact same assumptions placed on her and her team and the exact same, are you sure? Can you do it? You know, are you capable? So I hope by me being there and going, you're not alone. She feels better that her team feels better. I mean, that was our biggest message, is like, you are not alone.
The dismissive attitudes Ashley faced as a female filmmaker began cropping up while she was still at USC.
We didn't think anything of it. But then we had people joke with us because they were convinced we were going to be really catty and be hard to work with and difficult. And I will say, we were probably the most high-functioning group.
For Ashley, that problem continued after graduation. Despite a Directors Guild of America award, she hasn't found it any easier to get work in an industry dominated by men. And unfortunately, she's not alone.
Hi, my name is Nina Kramer. I'm a writer, director, and comedian. I went to USC, graduated in 2018, and now I'm directing full-time, acting full-time, and doing shows at night.
Nina's current gripe is that the industry standard for women is impossibly high. With the way things are right now, she says, there isn't any real room for women to find themselves artistically or grow in their craft.
Like, I want there to be more room in the industry right now for women to be mediocre, or for women to just be good and have the promise of being better and becoming great. Because right now we have this culture where it's either they're not good enough or they are the fucking best.
Until things change, succeeding in Hollywood means following an old industry dictum, fake it till you make it.
There's such a performance element to being in this industry and to being a creative player. You really have to like play a character almost and like navigate those spaces and kind of also demand that you be respected in those spaces. I find myself becoming a lot more mask when I'm around men, like, because I've learned that the more you assert yourself in those places, the less they question whether or not you should be there, because that's what men are doing too. Men will enter a space and they'll be like, I deserve to be in this space. I'm going to be in this space. And men will listen.
So Meg, same as for Austin, it'll be
straight in the camera.
Back in the converted speech therapy classroom on the USC campus, everyone on set is united in their goal. Ella knows she's fortunate to lead a set like this.
You're doing great?
Yeah.
You're doing such a great job, Ella.
That's not what I asked for.
Let me validate you.
That's not what I asked for. Stop it.
You rock.
Stop it.
Certainly when I was younger and working on sets, I would often be the only woman. Maybe there would be somebody in hair and makeup or script. And so it was rare to, you know, have colleagues that were women.
Director Brenda Goodman is Ella's supervising professor.
As time went on, that wasn't the case. I've worked with many women directors as a producer. I think what has struck me is the industry's belief that the stories that a lot of women want to tell are not the stories that greater audiences want to see. And we see that in how films are distributed, which films get made. We see that in the award shows, what films are chosen. Because I think that is changing. Women don't necessarily get rewarded for their leadership, for being in charge, for being bold. And in order to lead in this industry as a producer or a director, you have to own that power.
And so, you know, shadowing is great, programs are great, but really what women need is just the job. Just give them the freaking job.
One small change? Lulu Wang's The Farewell won Best Feature at this year's Indie Spirit Awards.
There's been a lot of conversation this year about how to encourage more women to be in film or get more women into the conversation. And I just have to say that we don't have to encourage women. There are lots of women making films and who want to make films.
Can you say some of that end line to Grace?
Back at home, and cut off from the facilities available on campus, Ella worries that despite small signs of progress, the pipeline for women in the industry will be shut off once again, thanks to the COVID-19 global pandemic. With film production shut down across the world, producers will face hard decisions about what survives the industry's financial strain. After looking at the impact on her peers already in the industry, Ella believes that women will likely be the first casualties.
I am really sad to say this, but like part of me feels that like the the initial push to give women this chance kind of was taken as like a failure because, look, we didn't make it through production the first time, and who knows if she'll get that opportunity again. I think this was my opportunity, and it just sucks that like this happened during it, but I also feel that it is my responsibility to like act accordingly, and that means like rolling with the punches that come up this way, and that just happens to be a global pandemic in the middle of the semester.
From Los Angeles, California, I'm Kate Young.
This is The Listening Well, Home Unsettled. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. Thanks to our editors from PRX, Genevieve Sponsler and John Barth, and big thanks to Sandy Tolan. Our producers are Rebecca Katz, Nancy Guan, Evan Jacoby, and Isaiah Murtaugh. The executive producer is me, Shirley Jihad. This show was made possible thanks to the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism and by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. Thanks for listening.